This episode of the DubDW Review is sponsored by Magical Mara Designs. Do you enjoy showing off your love of Disney by wearing Mickey or Minnie ears, but get tired of wearing ones that are uncomfortable and give you headaches? Check out the made-to-order ear designs on Etsy shop, Magical Mara Designs. We've got cute and comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears made to order. Designing Minnie and Mickey ears is my hobby. Making ones that are actually comfortable to wear is my passion. Check me out on Etsy, Magical Mara Designs.
Hello, welcome to the DubDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik. And I'm joined by my co-hosts, you heard me right, not guests, but the co-host today, Peter Ponocorvo and Stacey Nyman. How are you guys?
I don't want to be a pirate.
Good.
Look, at like three of us together again. These shows are far too rare, right?
For real.
All right. Let's get to, let's go really far back here. Stacey, tell me something good in your life.
All right. So I am in the thick of training for the Dopey Challenge at Disney in January. So I'm going to start getting to miles that I have never seen before, which is equally exciting and terrifying. So I have a half marathon to run next weekend, or the weekend after next, sometime in end of September. And then after that, we start getting past the half marathon mileage. So I'm a little bit scared, but I know I can do it. And we've also committed to walking around Lake Geneva, which is about, it's disputed, but it's somewhere between 23 and 26 miles to walk around the lake in Wisconsin. So that's also another exciting thing. So a lot of physical feats in my future.
You'll get to see where I hung out and spent a good couple of summers when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Pete, tell us where that is now. You can't leave us hanging, brother.
Well, my grandfather actually, it was two or three years in a row, he rented out the McDonald's mansion up at Lake Geneva.
Oh, cool.
So I got to spend my entire summer up there a couple years.
Whoa, nice. Rich Uncle Ponocorvo over the grandpa. Wow, nice.
So yeah, that was, you know, I didn't get to go to like summer camp and stuff. That was my summer camp, which
that's
probably
pretty
was even better. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
Pete, I want to get back to Stacey's comment here because it took all of my restraint in my body not to go and comment when Stacy's mom asked her a question about 3 days ago. Stacy put up this really nice post, and what was the hashtag? It was like training or running for Dopey or train for Dopey. And
it was like Dopey 2020 or something like that. Yeah.
Stacy's mom put the question out, is what is Dopey? And I was like, oh, please behave. Please behave. Don't say anything. Just ignore it.
I can't do it. I gotta be nice. Gotta be nice.
Stacey's mom's nice. In this post. I can't do it.
Okay. I'm gonna let my phone die. That way I can't put anything up. That was my plan.
So I saw it. I completely wanted to hijack that post, but I didn't, Stacey. Just because I wanted to be nice. So just
you
so
you
know.
You should have.
Peter, give me something good in your life besides the Wrigley building that your family overtook for a summer. Give me something
Wrigley.
Good, buddy.
No, McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
If it was Wrigley, I wouldn't have gone.
Okay. Give me something good, buddy.
I don't know if it's good, but I got to put down a down payment on my new annual pass soon.
Is that a good thing?
But it's something that's coming up soon, and I gotta do it.
Okay, hang on. So explain to us that don't have annual passes. So your down payment, is it monthly?
So,
is the payment?
Yeah, so the way it works if you're a Florida resident is to buy you can buy your annual pass, and then you can make monthly payments on it. So You make your monthly payment, it's automatic. You don't have to think about it. It just comes out of your account or card, whatever you choose to use. But you have to put a down payment against it at the beginning. And that will, the pass that you get will determine how big of a down payment you need to put.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to decide which one I got to get this year.
Gotcha. Okay. Can I give you a microcosm of my vacation life and real life for what's good in my life right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So in the middle of November, I am taking the family to Disneyland, and the kids don't listen, so they're not going to be spoiled by this, but Lisa and I are going to take them to Disneyland just for a weekend. We've got some mileage to burn up for Southwest. We are past our 60-day point where we can make dining reservations. So do you know what I've reserved right now for dining reservations, Stacey?
What?
Nothing?
Nothing. You want to know? It's nothing. Absolutely nothing. Meanwhile, outside my house...
How did anybody not know that?
Right?
I shouldn't have fallen for it. I was like all expecting him to be like, "It's no, I shouldn't have fallen for it.
Well, hang on.
Who'd buy you?
Here's the story. So outside my house right now, we've also decorated for Halloween. And do you know that I had like full, like in my mind, this plan, and we had this complete like plan out project? So I will go and make these thoughts and plans, and I have 27 live pumpkins outside my house for Halloween, but I haven't made a dining reservation for Disneyland. So what does that say about me? Am I a bad vacation planner? No, I love Disney if you're listening.
No.
Right? Well, anyways, the other day, Lisa comes home. There's a family taking pictures outside my house, standing in my walkway. There's some people taking pictures.
And
outside.
It wasn't even us.
It was just random people taking pictures. Okay, got them.
That's amazing.
Yes, got them. Anyways, what are we going to do today, guys? That was a long, drawn-out explanation here. What are we going to talk about today?
I think we're going to be drafting, are we not?
We're going to be drafting. Stacey?
We're drafting, and we're going to do some drawing on big boards.
Okay.
Yeah, some architecture. Right, no,
that's a different work. Drafting. Never.
You've ruined it. You've ruined it. All right.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
All right. Stacey, what is our topic today? What is the format? We're going to quiz you to see if you know.
Oh, gosh. See, I wasn't listening to you guys earlier.
I know.
Now we're going to be doing
great.
Magic Kingdom. Well, if I don't listen, then I can break the rules without having a guilty conscience.
Yeah, so that's already been told that you cannot take full land.
That's why we're making you say the rules.
I won't. Okay, so the rules are, we're drafting Magic Kingdom. We have four attractions each, three restaurants. I almost said restrooms, but it's restaurants. And one other. So the other can be anything of our choice. Anything of our choosing, except for full lands. Yes, I know. I got it. Step in my head.
Okay. Can the other be restroom, Stacey? I want to know that just before you make a call on that. I'm just...
Maybe.
Okay, I guess.
Maybe.
I guess.
Stop ruining my list here.
All right.
Spoiler.
Okay, so again, four attractions, three food option restaurants, quick services, and one other, correct?
Correct.
All right. Pete, how do we determine the order of this? Should we flip a coin that's two-sided for me and you and then still let Stacey go first, or how do we do this? What should we do?
I always have to go first.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Whoever's been here the least amount of time, they have to go first.
Peter?
I've gone first in every draft.
All right.
Another show.
You know what? I'm happy to let you guys do it.
Then why should we break the streak now?
Big guy... You're up. Let's go with you first today, big guy.
Okay.
All right. You can go
that
anywhere you want. No.
Well, no, yeah, because now you know what I'm taking, right?
We know where you're going.
Haunted Mansion. Done.
Peter, the Haunted Mansion. By the way, we should say, we do not have a judge picked out for this yet, so it's not like we can tailor who are our choices for the judge.
Yeah, it's not like I can go and just pick anything that might have a Star Wars connection because Beth is going to be the host, or the judge.
Yes. All right, Stacey, you're up next.
All right, so I'm going to go with Peter Pan.
All right, Stacey, I know why Pete picked a Haunted Mansion, so that was no surprise to me. Why'd you pick Peter Pan? That's interesting.
It's the first attraction that we head to in the mornings at Rope Drop every time we go to the Magic Kingdom. It's just kind of quintessential Disney. Lots of nostalgia. Kids love it. Just kind of a fun tradition.
If you don't have a fast pass, will you wait like in line? When you say rope drop, do you have that fast pass at 8 o'clock?
No.
Or you're just gonna no. Be, no matter what.
I don't think we just go wait. I'd say we probably have a threshold of 30 minutes at rope drop if the time says more than 30 minutes. Because normally that would probably mean 10 to 15 minutes right at that time.
But okay.
We just wouldn't ride it if it was longer than that. But it's usually kind of works out in our touring plan schedule. But
okay,
we just love it. It just feels very Disney.
Cool. Well, you guys went with attractions first. I'm trying to think in my mind here. Is this? Do I want to go and swerve here and pick a restaurant? But I can't let you get all the attractions.
I mean, if there's one you really want to make sure you get,
is that egg roll cart still available, Pete? Is that cart still there?
I'm not saying anything.
All right. I'm going to pick the Pirates of the Caribbean because as much as you like the Haunted Mansion, the Pirates has always captivated me. It always felt like, in my mind's eye when I was a kid, that was Walt Disney World. And I don't know if it's because we really had nothing like that around us, but Pirates has always been my favorite. So I'm drafting her number one.
Okay.
All right. I'm writing it down. Big guy, you're up.
Okay.
Nice.
Let's see. Well, yeah. Carousel of Progress.
The Carousel of Progress. Okay. Explain why that one, because that's a polarizing attraction. Some people love
it. It's yeah, but that's something I have to ride whenever I can. Well, I shouldn't say I have to. I try to ride it whenever I get the opportunity.
Okay. Carousel of Progress. That could be a make or break guy for the judge. It's not always well loved. Some people, like if it was Tim, he'd be on it like a, you know.
Right. But I mean, well, it's cool. I'm picking for me. This is my team.
You're picking your team. Very good. Stacy, you're up.
All right. I'm doing one of the mountains. I'm going to go with Splash Mountain with the lengthy kind of show as you're riding along it, and then of course the thrilling drop. It's just so fun, and then you end up singing that song the rest of the day. So that's number two for me.
Good one. Splash Mountain. Hang on a second, writing it down for you. All right, so I'm gonna go away from this, and I think it's gonna probably bite me, but I'm gonna go with my other, and I'm going to grab what is the most recognizable symbol of the Disney parks. And I'm going to take Cinderella's Castle.
Oh, man.
Because it's not really an attraction, but it would be an other. So,
you know, well, you know what? I'll give you the option. You could put it in either one.
No.
Because technically there is that walkthrough, mural.
Okay.
Of the story of Cinderella.
Well,
if you're walking through the castle,
I think it's got a better chance as an other, just based on its recognizable factor. I don't think it has an attraction quality. It couldn't compete as far as thrills and whatnot.
Fair enough.
Now,
I was giving you the option.
One in Disneyland is adorable.
Do with it as you please. But
Stacy, did you go through the walkthrough of the Sleeping Beauty Castle in Disneyland?
No, and I'm really upset because it was on my list for the entire time that we were there, and Scott really wanted to do it too, so we were like, yeah, we have to get this done, and then all of a sudden, we were done with our trip, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we never did that. He goes, oh yeah, Griff and I did it on like day four when you guys were doing something else, and I'm like, of course, that's why he didn't bring it up again, because he had already done it, I was really bummed about that.
It's so adorable. It is such a cute little underrated attraction. It's so adorable. Scott, that's some great husband villainy.
I know.
Great job, buddy.
I was like, really?
That's awesome. All right. Peter, you're up, buddy.
Okay. I'm going to... Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take it. Pecos Bill.
All right. Pecos Bill. Do you want to explain that one?
It's my favorite quick serve in Magic Kingdom.
Okay. What is it about it? Is it the cheese sauce pizza?
No.
Are they taking that away now?
That's the problem. We don't have the plastic cheese there anymore, which...
They took it away.
Irks me to no end. But you do still have the fixins bar. So, I mean, you can get something and then still make yourself a little salad. It's nice.
Cool. Okay. Stacy, you're up.
All right. I'm going to go with Happily Ever After Fireworks.
Oh, extravaganza. Very nice. Okay. So that's your other?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess that would be my other, because that's not really an attraction. It's obviously not a restaurant, so I'll use that as my other.
Okay, Happily Ever After Fireworks. Okay, I'm going to take the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover. If only because it takes you on a tour around the park.
Oh, I forgot about this.
Right? And it's a great place to get out of the rain, get out of the sun. If you're lucky, you'll see Space Mountain with the lights on, which every blogger, yes, vlogger, YouTuber has taken videos of, but it still always makes you feel like you just got a glimpse of something you shouldn't have. So I'm going to take the People Mover. Peter, you are up, big guy.
Okay. I guess since everybody's taken their others, I guess I'll do the same. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
You took a whole party. One. You took a whole party. Wow.
Sure did.
All right. Hang on one second. When was the last time you were at a party? Were you at one this year, Pete?
A party. You guys would have yelled at me.
No, I took a party, not a property.
Correct. Were you at one this year yet, buddy?
I have not been to one this year. We did go last year, though.
Cool. Really cool. Stacy, you are up.
All right. I'm going to do another mountain. I'm going to grab it while I can. And space. I am going to take what? Hello?
I figured you were taking space.
Oh, I thought you said Stace.
No.
I was like, what? What did I do? What did I do? Yes, I'm going to take Stace. Space Mountain. So,
I'm sorry.
Stace Mountain.
All right.
Stace
I'm so confused.
All right. Space Mountain. Very good. Do you guys like the ride as a family? Some people like it. Some people don't because of the... well, frankly, it hurts people's necks after they ride that one. Is it a Nyman family?
No, I like it. Scott doesn't like it as much as I do, but it's a roller coaster, so I can really only do it one time. Then I need to take a break for a long time for anything else I'm going to ride. But I will sacrifice motion sickness for Space Mountain.
Nice. How about the rest of the kids? Kids like it?
Yeah, everybody likes it.
Okay.
My kidneys don't like it, but other than and my knees.
Do you?
Yeah, it's a little bit rough.
It's a tight squeeze for me to get into there. Those cars are not big.
Wow, because that's like might be one of the biggest like spaces on an attraction. I would think would be the one that you would approve of, Pete.
No, I can only sit in the back, and even then, it's still pretty cramped.
Hmm. Okay. Huh. Okay. So let me go here. You got Pecos Bills. There's a lot of good options here. But I think for sheer nostalgia, I'm going to go with the Crystal Palace. Okay. Have you guys ever eaten at the Crystal Palace?
Many times.
It's
yes, I have also.
It's really good, but it's not like the best. But what it does get you is a buffet that with character, and if you time it right and you want to get in early in the morning, it'll get you into the park before anybody else. So I'm going to pick that one. And not to mention, you know what, when you see pictures of it, it's the same picture on the outside that it looks like back in 19 in the mid
70s. Yeah, no, mid-70s. If you're going nostalgia, that's definitely a way to go.
Awesome. All right. Peter, you're up, buddy. You got two more attractions and two more restaurants.
And it's cheating time, folks.
Uh-oh.
I'm taking Tron.
is that
it's
even...
It's not even built yet, and I'm taking Tron.
Okay, so you can cheat there. How do you describe it, Pete? You're going to cheat. It's okay.
It's going to be... From what I understand, it's going to be the same as the one in Tokyo. And I've seen on-ride point of view videos of that, and it looks incredible.
This would be interesting because you have to hope the judge likes coasters or could just impact, you know, feel the impact of a future attraction.
If Michael Black is the judge on this one, I'm done.
You're done. No problem. All right, we're going to march you down for Tron. Stacy, you're up.
All right, I'm going to take a restaurant, and I'm going to do Liberty Tree Tavern. If anybody knows me, they know my favorite food in all of Walt Disney World is at Liberty Tree Tavern, and that's the ooey gooey toffee cake. And it's just delicious. I encourage anybody and everybody to go and try some. But it's also a really cool restaurant. So it's annoying that the bathrooms are upstairs, but otherwise it's fun to look around there, and you feel like you're getting a little taste of history with your ooey gooey toffee cake.
You put me onto that. I had
upstairs in
a isn't different it so
land,
good?
I'm sorry, Pete, I didn't hear you.
Isn't that up? Aren't the bathrooms upstairs and technically in a different land? Aren't those bathrooms technically in Frontierland?
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know about that. Our bathroom expert, we have to go and contact our bathroom expert.
I know,
Stacy.
I know the ones that are in Columbia Harbor House are not technically in Liberty Square.
Oh, that's really cool.
Because
fact.
They didn't have public restrooms back then.
Hmm. Interesting. I didn't know that. Well, you're trying to go and put extra thoughts in my head, Pete. I got to stay focused here, all right? So let me stay focused here. I'm going to go and take, let's see here. I'm going to take the Jungle Cruise. I felt like it was the best attraction available at this point.
Really?
You know, there's a couple of them, but the whole family can go on the Jungle Cruise. There is not an age limit. There's not a size limit, a height limit. But what makes the attraction for me is the music and the queue. I know the queue is a backward and forward, but the attraction music, it sets the tone so right. I'll often listen. It's a 42-minute loop. I'll listen to it at work repeatedly. And if you get the right skipper, someone who's invested in that particular cruise, like you get off and you are cracking that joke like three or four times before the end of the day to your family. So it's a great attraction. If you get an uninspired skipper, well, that's completely different. But
sometimes those are funny too, though.
I guess the dry
is like so bad,
right?
I guess that so. You start to laugh at their lack of attempting to get the stuff done.
Yeah. So when I make an announcement at work, doing my job, before an event goes out, I will
tell me you make the chime sound over the PA.
I don't. Oh. It depends on the Chris they get. Sometimes they'll get the deadpan Chris joke.
I just died a little inside. That's sad.
Sometimes they'll get the over the top Chris. But I could just imagine as a jungle cruise skipper, if you get the deadpan one, it could be just as much fun. But you got to really pay attention to that guy.
Yeah.
All right, Peter, you're up.
Well, since nobody else is taking it, I guess I'll go with Seven Dwarves and clear out my attraction stuff.
Okay. The Mine Train. Seven Dwarves. Very good.
A little bit roller coaster, a little bit dark ride.
You must have a hell of a time fitting on that one. Excuse my French there. You must have.
Yeah, it's a little tight.
I can imagine.
It's still an enjoyable ride. If you time it just right and you're on it for the Happily Ever After fireworks, it's actually a really cool view.
Okay. But I keep on thinking of you sitting in that, and your legs must be pointed out at like 45-degree angles just to make sure it fits, especially...
Actually, no, they're pretty much just touching my chin.
Yes, yes, okay. Stacy, you're up.
All right, I'm going to go with... So, hopefully this... We'll have to figure it out. Okay, so... I'm going to do Cinderella's Royal Table. So is that okay if I choose that as my restaurant? Even
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah, I got castle. The whole castle.
Yep. Nope, that's fine. You can have... You chose the castle as your other. She's choosing the dining option inside the castle as her restaurant.
This seems sketchy
Thank
at
you,
best.
Thank you, Pete. God. I appreciate you being on my side.
Okay.
Just wait. Don't get used to it.
Just wait. All right. So you want to cheat and take the royal table from the castle, but that's okay. Explain why. Why did you take Cinderella's royal table?
Well, it is pretty cool to be able to eat inside of Cinderella's castle.
My castle,
and
right?
And then you have okay. princesses, which is also, yeah. really, really fun.
Chris's royal castle.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris's royal castle. Yep. Chris's castle. That's where Scott and I had one of our honeymoon dinners, and we took Sophie there after she did Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique when she was five. So it's just really fun. It's a good experience. Not an every trip type of a thing. Maybe not even an every 10 trip type of a thing, but definitely a good experience to have.
How's the food? Is the quality of the food good?
You know, I don't really recall, to be honest with you. I know I've read people's reviews of it, that it's not worth the cost of it, which is why I think, again, it's not really an every trip type of an experience. But I don't remember, so that probably says something about the quality of the food if I don't remember
Not being memorable in and of itself is pretty indicative of.
Okay. Yeah, I think
the food's
so.
Just kind of lackluster. It's not bad, but it's for the $70 or whatever it is to go for one person, it's not worth it to me.
Yeah, you're paying for the experience of being in the castle and the princesses and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. Let me finish up my attractions here, and I'm gonna take what is, at least in my mind, what would be a absolute shame if you missed it on any given trip, even though it seems to be closed sometimes. I'm going to actually take the whole railroad. I'm going to take Walt Disney World Railroad that circles the Magic Kingdom.
I love how he says it's closed sometimes and it's been down for 3 months and it's not going to open until next year already.
It's closed sometimes, Pete.
Sometimes.
We don't all get to go to the parks, Pete, like you.
It's open sometimes.
Right? But still, when you're down there, when you hear that whistle, right, you know you're on vacation. People, you know, even like Scott and Tony live in Windermere, and when they go for their walks in the morning and their walks in the evening, they always say that one of the coolest things is hearing that whistle sound out when they're that close. So I can only imagine that if you were down there and you saw it, you knew you were on vacation at Walt Disney World. You've got to go on the railroad at least once. So. And for Walt's love of trains, you know, the history of that train is really cool. It used to be, you know the story of this train, where they found this one at?
Which one?
Because
you know they have like three or four
engines.
I want to say it's three.
I don't know the exact engine, but one of the engines was found in the Yucatan in Mexico. You know about this?
Yes.
No, I do. I did not.
Yeah, there's great history. I'll make sure the history is correct when we actually have the actual judging of the draft show. But it used to like haul sugarcane, right, Pete?
Yeah. Yeah, they brought it back and they had to like rebuild it.
Yeah, they tried to ship it back and then somehow that ended up over, I don't know if they floated it through the Gulf or whatnot. But yeah, it came from the Yucatan. They found it as a working train and they restored it. But the Walt Disney World Railroad, and I'm sure Joe Ficus and Tony Passero is going to be all over me for not knowing that history, but that's okay. I'll use their knowledge. So, Peter, you're up.
All right. I'm going to take another quick service restaurant here and go with Columbia Harbor House.
Nice. Why?
It's another one that we go to quite a bit. We enjoy it. It's like a step above Long John Silver's, but my wife and I actually enjoy Long John Silver's.
Yeah, that's not helping.
Don't judge me.
No, I'm not. I actually like that place too. They've got good vegetarian options at Columbia Harbor House as well too. They've got a couple.
They do.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, they have obviously multiple different fish options, a couple of salads, the lobster roll, which from what I hear recently is back to the larger size lobster roll that.
Cool.
They had at one point, and it got smaller, and then it got bigger again, and then it got small again. Now it's bigger again, so I don't know.
Very confusing. Okay, very good. Stacy, you are up.
All right, I'm going to finish off the trilogy then, since nobody else took it, and go with Big Thunder Mountain.
Okay.
For my last attraction, I think.
Well, you've got three thrilling attractions, and I look at mine. Mine are all slow-moving attractions. So I'm hoping.
Now, if I thought I was host, if Michael Black is the judge, she's completely.
Yeah, I know. I was actually.
She's completely
thinking,
done.
Let's just not have Michael Black on as our host.
Poor Michael. Okay? Poor Michael.
We love him for every other thing, but maybe not this one.
Okay.
We'll have Christina this time.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Christina, I need your help on this one.
Consult your husband at each.
See, I thought about cheating and saying I want Aunt Polly's, but that means I get Tom Sawyer Island, but I don't want to do that. And Aunt Polly's hasn't been open in years, so I'm not going to do that. I need to come up with a great food option right now, okay? I could say Be Our Guest, but I've never eaten there. I feel like I would be...
It also gets mixed reviews a lot.
I'd be doing a disservice. I've never eaten to Be Our Guest, so yeah, I'm going to pass on that. However, even though I think you can get this option over at a resort, I think one of the things that Magic Kingdom is really well known for is their Dole Whip. And I should even say this, in full disclosure, I'm a Dole Whip liker, not a Dole Whip lover. But when you're in the Magic Kingdom in Florida, it's a really good chance that at some point you're getting a Dole Whip. So, I'm going to pick Aloha Isle and get everyone Dole Whips. Okay?
Yeah.
I'll take mine with some coconut rum. Thank you.
I will take care of you, buddy. I will make sure I get you some coconut rum. Stacey, are
I
you...
I want the rum one, too.
Do you just want the rum or do you want the Dole Whip?
If you're paying. I will take either one.
We'll just skip the Dole Whip. Just give me the rum.
Give me the rum. Fine.
Yeah. I'll bring my own rum because you can't get it there.
Oh, with the rum
option, so...
Okay. Chris, you know what Stacey just heard?
What?
She heard run, and you and I said rum.
Very good.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what I heard.
Very good.
So, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Big guy, you've got to close us down here. Pick us up here. We got one more place to eat.
I got three on my list. Do I go dinner and show? Walk by, or one that a lot of people
see, Stacey,
don't really.
Stacey, in Disneyland, could I have cheated and picked that little Dole Whip cart right on the outside of the Tiki Room because it's kind of all in one? I could have cheated, right?
You could have for sure.
Okay, Peter, that I was buying you some time in case you didn't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm as much as I want to take the Adventureland egg roll cart on, like, legitimately, I want to take that. I'm going to go with something a little more mainstream, and I'm going with Plaza Restaurant, although I know a lot of people pass it and have never eaten there. It's actually really, really good.
Stacey, have you eaten at the Plaza?
It has been on our list of restaurants.
Yep, and that's what
every single time.
That's what everybody says.
But didn't they used to not do ADRs, but now they do. Is that correct? Or they do for one meal a day or something? I know there's something with the ADRs that they...
Yeah, I think they do it for...
Lunch, maybe?
They do it for lunch and not dinner.
Yeah, so now that they have ADRs, I might be more apt to try it. Unlike but Chris,
the other nice thing is
opposite than what he would want to do.
They have the endless milkshakes, like the bottomless milkshakes, and you can change up flavors between every one.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Hang on, so tell me that I've heard this before.
Okay,
too.
So you know the big stainless steel like mixing cups that they use for like an old school.
Gotcha.
Soda fountain for a milkshake. So you get the big glass that's full of your milkshake. Then they bring you the rest of the metal shaker. And then when you're done with that, because you've paid $12 or $15 for said milkshake, you can get another one. And they don't charge you any additional. You can get a different flavor than you did the first time. And if you're lactose tolerant and your stomach can handle it, when you finish the second one, you can get a third one and change your flavor again.
I see.
And if you're glutton for punishment, see what I did? I was calling you a glutton and a glutton for punishment. Never mind. You can actually get a fourth one if you really wanted to.
So I see no fault in this plan of filling your belly with four or five milkshakes and then going and standing in the 90-degree heat. This makes complete sense.
Well, it's all ice cream.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Scott did that at Whispering Canyon.
Space Mountain.
This couldn't. This absolutely has to end well. I could say that.
Yeah,
much,
no,
right?
There's no way that could go bad, right?
This is a disaster. Anybody who's listening, if you've had four milkshakes at the Plaza restaurant, please send us a direct message. We want to talk to you.
If you've had two,
we want to talk to you.
If you've had two and finished both of them, I'd be impressed.
Okay,
they're big shakes. Like they're, you know, like the supersized McDonald's cup.
Gotcha.
Imagine getting two of those full of milkshake.
Oh, man.
Well, let's go back to this egg roll cart. Where is this egg roll cart located, Peter?
It is right over by Aladdin.
Okay. It's
Flying Carpets. They rotate them out. They've had cheeseburger egg rolls, Philly cheesesteak egg rolls, bacon mac and cheese egg rolls, Reuben egg rolls.
Nice.
And then they have like standard egg rolls. They have the standard one, and then they have like a specialty one.
Stacy, where do you stand on egg roll gate? Are you pro or are you against?
I don't really like them very much. I don't really like a lot of Chinese food. But I have a question though. What's
this
the
is
specialty
so far
egg
from Chinese food?
I know, well, that's what I was going to ask. Does it still have like the normal egg roll filling? And bacon mac and cheese?
No, it's literally just stuffed with bacon mac and cheese, or it's stuffed with
like dough filled with bacon.
Yeah, no, it's like.
Oh, got it. That makes it a little bit better.
No, it's an egg roll wrapper, but then it's like stuffed with Swiss cheese, shredded corned beef, and sauerkraut.
Stacy, if I didn't stop the kids, the male kids would pick Chinese food every time that we go out to eat. Every time. So I have to literally stop them.
Yeah, we were just talking about this, and Scott's like, I can't believe you don't like it. And I just don't. I don't know why. We had it all the time when I was growing up, and I just never ate it.
Okay.
Who knows?
Do you have one restaurant option left for us here?
All right. I have two. But then you guys kind of just badmouth my two choices. So that's a little
what? The egg roll card?
I'm no beer guest.
I'm gonna go with
Sleepy Hollow.
Nobody's badmouthing it.
No, I know.
It has legitimately gotten mixed reviews. Some people say it's good. Other people say for what you're paying, it's overpriced. And other people have said like the food's not that great. But then other people love it. You know, everybody's different.
Dinner it was not great for us, but we've had great experiences at lunch every time we've gone. But those were very good points. As you were talking about, like, oh yeah, those are good points. So I'm gonna go with Sleepy Hollow, even though it opens at weird times during the day. But those Nutella waffles are amazing, and I think that we shared one of those the spicy chicken ones the last time we were there too. But it's just nice. It's nice to go sit over there in the shade and just kind of take a break and just eat delicious waffles.
Good call. So let me finish us up here. I was gonna pick Cosmic Rays, but I realized it's just burgers, even though I like the show, so I'm not gonna do that. I was going to say Casey's Corner, but I've not had
the last time you ate
a hot dog in 15 years.
Yeah,
exactly. I can't quite say that. But instead, what I really like is the smell of fresh coffee and cinnamon rolls. So some people like Starbucks coffee. Some people think it's just marketing and it's just like the
coffee.
But you know what, Pete? Starbucks has always been my coffee of choice. I love it, but the smell of that in the morning with a nice, gigantic cinnamon roll, that sounds like perfection to me. I'm going to go and take Main Street Bakery, and I'm going to give a plug here because the candle of the Main Street Bakery from the Lebanon Sisters is amazing. It's a really good candle. We got it going right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, see, I would have gone the other direction for coffee and gone with the Joffrey's booth over in Tomorrowland.
You know, so...
I were a coffee guy. I'm not a coffee guy.
I know you're
guy,
not. So, I mean, you've never been a coffee guy. I know that.
Get whatever you want.
Well, you know what? Joffrey's is good. They are the one that makes the, you know, we're not obviously not sponsored by Joffrey's, but they are the one that makes the Disney-inspired blends. And if you go to their website, I know they got a bunch of them. They got like, frankly, they've got them by the hotel, Flying Fish and the French Roast one from the hotel. And they've got like the Wave and Artist Point. They've got a bunch of great blends and varieties. But if you gave me one choice of a coffee to have, it'd be the Starbucks Sumatran would be my choice. So if I can get a dark roast with a cinnamon roll, oh, that'd be heaven for me. So should I summarize this, Pete, one time?
Sure.
Peter, Haunted Mansion,
what?
The Carousel of Progress, Tron, this Mine Train, Pecos Bills, the Harbor House, the Plaza Restaurant, and the Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. Stacy, Peter Pan, Splash, Space, and Big Thunder Mountain, Cinderella Royal Table, The Happily Ever After, and Stacy, you're going to need to help me out here because I didn't write down the last one. It was the Be Our Guest, right?
Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow, okay. And then for me, The Pirates, The People Mover, The Jungle Cruise, The Railroad, The Crystal Palace, Aloha Isle, The Main Street Bakery, and Chris's Cinderella Castle. Can I dub it that? Would that be disrespectful? Are we cool?
Yes.
Are we cool with that?
Chris Sorella Castle.
Oh, you shouldn't say that. That's going to be a hashtag. That's okay. when this show is getting released will be the Monday after we return from the Indie Disney meet. So, you know, there's no way to tell what's going to happen at the Indie Disney meet other than I can honestly say, Stacy, that, and you know, Stacy, you're going, Pete, you're in Florida. The timing didn't work out this year for you in your life.
I wish I could be there. I really do. I'm sad I'm going to miss it. But I'm sure you guys will have a good time. Tell everybody I said hi. And
well, in the future, you know what? The timing will work out better. And we'll all get there again. Stacy, I cannot tell you how I am equal parts of, like, super excited and anxious to make sure it all works out. You want to know why I'm anxious, though, Stacey?
Yeah.
You want to know why I'm anxious?
Why?
Because
JJP is going to be there?
Oh, my buddy James Jamie Price. Are you kidding me? That's going to be great. No, here's why I'm anxious. We started off with a few hotel rooms. We have so many people going to descend on the American Resort, a restaurant there, hotel. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just thinking what a cluster it was when we tried to take over the one table.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were like a third of the amount of people you guys are going to have this year.
No. I did good, though, Pete. When I booked the hotel and I said,
oh, that's right. You guys, they said that they'd give you one of their meeting spaces.
One of their conference room for meeting. Correct. So we're going to have the entire crew. We're talking, Pete, honestly, this is not overestimation. 35, maybe 40 people are going down there. With the Nymans and the Maliks alone, there's 12. That's just us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's half of them right there.
No. We're looking so forward to it. We're going to forget people. The Van Swoles, the Forbes, the Pennycuffs, the Lees, Jody and Jan and Jeff yesterday said he was going to come with his daughter. Who are we forgetting, Stacey? We're forgetting people.
JJP.
JJP and Carlin. We are looking so forward to having this afterwards. But I want to see how the American pulls this off. This is going to be interesting, you know? That pool is going to get awfully crowded awfully quickly. So,
yep.
A lot of great stories will be had. A great time will be had. Some money will be raised, a substantial amount for Give Kids the World, which is really the purpose. So we're looking forward to it. Hopefully there'll be great stories on the very next show, and the draft results will be even after that, you know?
All right, so I don't need to be here for the next one? Is that what you're telling me?
No. We have to regale you with stories of the bizarre incidences that took place at the Indie Disney meet. We have to tell you these stories. So,
I want to see somebody actually get the trifecta of selfies this year. Good luck.
Yeah, that'll be
because that's gonna take some doing.
That'll be hard, won't it?
That'd be very that hard. Means they're going to have to be down here on like Sunday and up there on Saturday. And
yeah,
that'll be a trick.
All right. If you want to reach
us, if somebody's willing to try, I'm willing to meet you at the park somewhere. If you're willing to try for it,
For a,
and Chris will send you a super cool gift.
For a modest gift. Oh, Stacy, did we ever Stacy, did you ever get your space helmet to do the drawing for the reviews?
Better.
No.
Oh.
I'm the worst.
Worst.
I know. Because we have, you kept on talking, I have to do it on video, and then I didn't want to do it on video, and then I forgot about it because I didn't want to do it on video.
All right. So we owe a drawing for the last reviews. Here, we'll do this. So we had, there was like 5 or 6 reviews last time. They were brand new. I tell you what, when this show comes out next Monday, we're going to give you another week. Pick a date, Stacy. What is the last day of September? Tell me, how many days?
It's like the 20, or wait, the last day of September is not the 29th. 30 days has September, so September 30th.
Good. See, I referred it to you, so I didn't make that mistake. That's why I had you do that. All right. So 30 days. You got till September 30th. You give us a review, and we're going to read it out on the show that's right after that, and we promise there's going to be a drawing for a really cool prize. So get your review, and if you've already given us a review, give us another one. So nothing makes us happier than seeing your words. And I got to tell you, honestly, some of the reviews we laugh at every day, not because they're sarcastic, but you know what? Things like, they make you smile every day and make me laugh every day. Oh, it makes us feel so good. So,
and I'm getting good at reading.
Pete's hooked on phonics. It's paying off. Paying off, people. All right. Thank you for downloading and listening. We hope you have a great day.
See you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.